awesome. As a player, for me, I get to come out to this amazing facility and do what I love every day and work on getting better with a top class facility. And honestly, for the community, it might be even bigger. It's bringing in a lot of people, a lot of the young people here will be able to come out and train and look at the facility and kind of have this be part of their community. And then even for young kids coming to the academy, it's an opportunity that is, you can't really put a price on it. So it's going to be an awesome addition to the city.
You have all sorts of snazzy stuff. How nice would it have been to have this when you're in the academy?
I was just telling Tyler about that, how I wish this had been a couple years ago, but obviously it's a huge step in the right direction for the city and for soccer in Utah and in North America.
How do you think this helps U.S. soccer specifically? It'll be several years down the road before we see benefits, but what can it do for U.S. soccer?
Well, it'll bring kids to a professional environment at a younger age. Obviously, if you look at Europe, they have kids training from very young in a very professional environment, and they're raised as soccer players, not as anything else. And with this facility here, I think we're just getting closer and closer to that type of system, where the kids are coming in at a young age and being developed, and they're going to be really good players with the help of this facility.
How nice did you get a win over Dallas as you guys head into a tough stretch?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a huge win, especially for morale and that type of stuff. But we're looking to keep it rolling. I think, obviously, we haven't lost at home yet, and we're just trying to keep that going and push for a solidified playoff spot.